Daf Nun Tes Amen Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Ala Zavois, so we make the special bracha, Shekoyecha Grosam Ali Olaman Zavois. What is that? My Zavois, what are Zavois? Amrav Katina Goy, it's an earthquake. Rav Katina Havakazal Ba'urcha, he was walking on the road. Kimota Pischa de Be'u Vietamia, he came to the house of a person who was doing Kishif with bones, a Bal Oiv. So there was an earthquake, the land, the earth shook with an earthquake. Omar mi yadoi v'tamya ha'goy mai mahu. So he asked him, do you know what this earthquake, what's the cause of this earthquake? Romale koile, he called out and he says, Katina, amai lo yadana, why should I not know? When Rabbi Shlomo remembers his children, Shishrim Betzar, Beinu Masoilam, when they're in Golis and amongst the Masoilam and Tsar, Marich de Demois Liyamagodol, he kivyachol lowers two tears into Yamagodol. This is just a marshal, it's an allegory. It's kivyachol, he lowers two tears in Yamagodol, the Koil Nisham, Mesaifa, Elamat Saifa, Vahainu Gaya. And that is the earthquake. Omer of Katina of Yatamya Kadivu Umila Kadivin. He's saying false. What he says is false. It's not true. Iachi Gaya Gayami Boile. If that's the case, if there's two tears or two drops, there should be two earthquakes. However, the Gemara says Veloihi, that's not so. Gaya Gaya Ovid. Really, there are two earthquakes. Mahai Deloy Oidelay. Why was he not Maida? Why did he not admit to it? Ki Eich Deloy Lite Kulihama Basre. So that people should not be so impressed with this Baloiv, with this Kishuv Macher, and follow him. So he wanted to, therefore, dispel it, and he wanted to negate his words, but really that was the correct explanation. Of course, these are things we don't really understand the true meaning of them, but in the world of Nister, that's really what it means, how it happens. Rav Katina, Dideyam, Rav Katina himself said, Sefer Kapav, he clasps his hands together, so to speak, of Yochel, and that causes the earthquake. Shenemar v'gamani ake kapi al kapi v'ani chaysi chamosi. I'll clap my hands together, and that'll put my anger to rest, so that clapping causes the earthquake. Rav Nosson Omer says a different pshas, anocha misaneach, he sighs, and that causes shenemar v'ani chaysi chamosi bam v'ani chamti. So I will be consoled with them. So it's as if Kadosh Baruch Hu sighs, his sighs of consolation, and that causes it. Rabbanan Omri, and what causes it is Boyet Barakia. He kicks the Rakia, so to speak. Shenemar Heidad, like Kedorchim, when the people, the workers, and they stomp on the grapes. So they say Heidad, that's the, they gives them the call, they call out to encourage them to work harder and stomp on the graves. Hey, that kedorchim yane al kol yeshayaretz. So he calls out, hey, that like the ones who stomp on the grapes. So he's kicking like those who stomp on there. They kick. He kicks kivyachol, and that is what causes the earthquake. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar doichik raglav tachas kisei hakoved. He puts his feet, so to speak, under the kisei hakoved, and that causes it. Shenemar koyamar Hashem, Hashemaim kisi, the heavens are my throne, va'aretz adam raglav, and the earth is my footstool. So when he puts his feet under the kisei hakoved, and it kicks the earth, the footstool, the earth, it shudders, it has the earthquake. Va'al ra'amim. And on the thunder, also, you make the special bracha, Shekoyecha Grosam Ali Olam. My Ra'amim, what is the cause of thunder? Amr Shmuel, Anane Begal, Shenemar, is clouds that collide with each other. Shenemar, Kol Ra'amcha Begalgal, Hiru V'rakim, Tevel Ragza V'tirish Ha'aretz. So it says that the thunder was the winds that are the rolling of the winds. So it's the rolling of the winds that causes the thunder. Rabbanan Amri, they say, Anandi Shavcha Maila Dori. It's clouds that pour water one into the other. Shenemar Lekol Titzai Hamoin Mayim B'Shamayim. When he puts the waters, the sound of the putting the waters in the Shamayim. So when it pours water from one to the other. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Barka Takifa de Barak Banana. It's a powerful thunder, a lightning rather. It's a powerful lightning, the Barak Banana, that it hits the cloud. And it breaks the pieces of hail. So the lightning strikes the cloud, it breaks the pieces of hail, and that's the sound that you hear from the thunder. The clouds have, so to speak, holes in them. And wind comes and blows on the face of it. And it's like the wind blowing on the open barrel, in the mouth of a barrel, that it causes this kind of a crashing sound. But Mar says, however, Mistabra Kravach Bar Yaakov, that's Mistabra, the Borak Baraka Omenachme Anane Vasi Mitra, because we see that when lightning strikes and then you hear the sound of the thunder, so that's Mistabra why it happens. Vala Ruchais, and on the winds, you also make the Brocha, my Ruchais, Omra Baya Zafa. It says it's the powerful winds, it's like a hurricane, a tornado, those type of powerful winds, you make also the special bracha. We have a Kabbalah that they will not come at the nighttime. We do see that it does come. The Gemara says, Hahu das chula b'yamame. It didn't start at night. It started in the daytime and just continued in the night. We have a Kabbalah that it doesn't last for 2 hours. The Kaimai Shinemar Loisakam Pamayim Tzora. That Pamayim for 2 hours, a Tzora, this is a Tzora, it's damaging, it's destruction, it will not be Pamayim, it will not be two hours. We do see that it does happen. It does last for 2 hours. The more answers, the mafsik beni beni, but there's an interval and there's a pause in between. Vala brokim oimer, and the brokim on the lightning, he says, Baruch shikoychog v'rosam ali oilam. My brokim amarava berka lightning. Vamarava Baraka Yechido, Baraka Chivra, all of these that are going to be mentioned over here, all of these things are considered harmful. So a Baraka Yechido, if it's a single lightning, a single flash of lightning, a Baraka Chivra, if it's white, Ubirka, Yerakais, if it's yellow, Va'anani de Salkim Bekerama Ravis, or if you have clouds that come from the west corner, Bekeran Marovis, so also Bekeran Dramis, and it comes around to the south corner of the horizon. But Tatayanoni, the Salkin Khara la Apichaverta, are two clouds which come to face each other, to meet each other. Kulan, caution. All of these are harmful. Lamainaf Kamina, can't do anything about it. Lamainaf Kamina, no, they buy Rachman that you can down to Hashem, you can ask Rachman. Vahani Mila Belaila. But that's only if it occurs at night. Avil bit Safra, last but Mishash. But if it's in the daytime, it's of no concern. The morning clouds in the morning have no substance. So the rain that would come from them has no real benefit. As the Pasuk says, your chesed is like the clouds of the morning. It's of no substance. It has no meaning. And therefore, I can't give you a schus for that.
What do you mean, harm? We have an expression. People say,
when the rain falls in the early morning, when the gates of the city are open in the morning, so you, the donkey driver, fold up your sack, fold it over, and go to sleep. Meaning, the one who is, this is people who transport, bring in the grain, and they sell it, in the market. And they try to bring it and get a good price. So if the rain falls in the morning, there's going to be an abundance, and there's going to be abundance of crops, and the price will go down, they won't be able to get a good price. So people, now of course it's only raining now, the crops will come later, but people in anticipation of a bountiful harvest will therefore not pay for a high price for the produce. So the people, the donkey drivers who were bringing the grain to sell, when they see that, close up shop, fold up your sack, and go to sleep because you're not going to be able to get a good price. So you see that the morning rain is beneficial. The Gemara answers like Kasha, Hadakata Be'iva. When do we say that it is considered a good sign that it's going to be beneficial? That's when the clouds are thick clouds, dark clouds that cover the sky.
Adhikatabhanani. But when we say that they're of no substance, that's when it's just thin clouds and the rain over there will not be beneficial.
Amr Alexandri Amr Shubin Lavli Navy Lanivara Amim Ram Ella Lifshadakmumishbalev.
The Ramim were created, the thunder was created to straighten out the crookedness of the heart. People hear the thunder, they get scared. They get scared, they have Yerushamaim, and it straightens them out.
Shinemar, it says, Velakim Asa Shir Milfono.
Hashem created them so that they have Yerushamaim.
If a person sees a rainbow, he has to fall on his face, as have nefilas apayim. Shenemar kamara keshes asher ba'anan v'goyim. Ve'era ve'epol apana.
He says, I saw it and I fell on my face. But Lila b'marav in Eretz Yisrael, they oppose that minute.
Mishon de mechse kiman de sagin de kashta, because it looks like a person is bowing down, that he's serving the kashas. It's like he's making it into an avodah zarah. So they were opposed to that.
Aval bruchi vare mevorach, but you certainly have to make a bruch.
My mevorach, boruch zoicher habris.
That Hashem remembers the bris, that not to bring the mabul.
Masnisa tana rishmal benoshel riyachin bruch yahimer.
He says, nemen bevrisu kam bamar, his faithfulness bris, even though there are Rishayim, even though there may perhaps reasons for the Mabul, but Hashem is Neman, he's trustworthy, he does not bring the Mabul.
Amar Papa Hilchach, the mineral divide, we should combine it and say it as one. Baruch Zecher Beis, V'Nema Berisa, V'Kaim B'Mamor.
We say both.
Allah Horim V'Alagvois, on the mountains and hills, you say, Oise, Maisebracious, Oisebracious, Oisemasebracious.
What we said before, the lightning, etc., is that not Maisebracious? Only here you say Maisebracious.
It says Hashem created the lightning.
So that is also Maisebracious. Everything was created in Maisebracious.
Why dafka over here do we say Maisebracious?
You combine, it doesn't mean only Maisebracious. It means on all of them you say and my sabracious, you say it combined in one.
Rava Amar Hasam Evarach Tat.
It says on the previous ones, for instance, lightning and thunder, you make both brachas because it's both my sabracious and it's Kaycha Gvarasa, it's a Kaycha Gvura.
So Hasam Evarach Tat, Baruch Shekaycha Mole Oilam, Vaisama Sabracious, Hacha, Vaisama Sabracious, Ika Shekaycha Mole Oilam Leka. But over here, you say only my sabrachis, but not koichamal, because you don't. It's not the loud sound and the sounds and the shaking and the thunder that you don't see that over here. You only make the one bracha.
So that's the way Rashi Shita is that you make on the other ones two brachas, and here you only make the one bracha. How the Rishonim learn is that the other ones you make either or, but here it's davke oisamas sabrachis because koich grosa is not appropriate. If you see the clear, the sky in its clarity, you make way separations. That's the way the sky is supposed to look.
When is this? When it rains the whole night.
And in the morning, the northern wind comes and it clears the sky. You see the perfectly clear sky. You make this brocha.
But a plague the Rav from Bar Papa Amar of Chista, the Amar Rav from Bar Papa Amar of Chista, Miyam Shachar Beis Mash, Loin Nirur Kibet Haras.
He says this does not exist. After the Churban, we don't see the clarity of the sky, so you don't make that brocha.
Shenemar Al B'Shamayim Kadras.
I'll clothe the sky in darkness. The sak asem kesusan, and kabi their ksus, their garment will be a sackcloth. So we don't have, after the churban, we don't have that clarity of the sky, so you do not make this bracha.